The Shadowy Horses by Susanna Kearsley, read by Sally Armstrong. I hear the shadowy horses, their long manes a-shake, their hoofs heavy with tumult, their eyes glimmering white. O vanity of sleep, hope, dream, endless desire, the horses of disaster plunge in the heavy clay. Beloved, let your eyes half close and your heart beat over my heart, and your hair fall over my breast, drowning love's lonely hour in deep twilight of rest, and hiding their tossing manes and their tumultuous feet. W.B. Yeats, He Bids His Beloved Be at Peace. First Horse. That delirious man, whose fancy fuses old and new, and flashes into false and true, and mingles all. Tennyson, In Memoriam, 16. Chapter 1. The bus had no business stopping where it did. We should have gone straight on across the Coldingham Moor, with Dunbar to the back of us, and the English border drawing ever nearer, but instead we stopped, and the shaggy-faced cattle that lifted their heads on the far side of the fence appeared to share my surprise when the driver cut the engine to an idle. A fierce blast of wind rocked the little 10-seater bus on its tyres and drove a splattering of cold spring rain against the driver's windscreen, but he took no notice. He shook out a well-thumbed newspaper and settled back, humming tunelessly to himself. Curious.